They're at a disadvantage. Right. They're weakened.
Right. And now we're seeing it with, as you predicted long ago, the food supply chain. So now it's not that there's a food supply chain, but when you're telling workers, let's bring Dustin up. Okay. He spoke to a manager. Manager says, we're not stocked because this pissed me off. Everybody's calling out sick. I said, my next question would have been, are they calling out sick? Or is it your protocol that if they test positive to this bullshit test, that they're not allowed to come to work?
Yeah.
Now that's manufactured.
Well, it is manufactured. And of course, that's right. What they're being told. Most people be like, look, I don't feel sick. Can I come in? I'm going to come in.
No,
you are not.
You're not. And this is what I'm talking about. We've always went to work with colds, always. In fact, you were looked down upon if you didn't come to work with a cold. Okay. So unless you were dying and needed to be in bed, you went to work and nobody thought anything different of it. All right. Our truckers went to work with colds, delivered everybody, the mailman, you name it, everybody did their job. But now you are selling it to the public to say that people are sick by saying they're calling out sick. No. You're not allowing them to come to work because that is now your new protocol. That's why the shelves are empty.
I think of my mom, right? All the times I'd see her sick. Sick the night before, she'd be vomiting, she had ulcers, she had all kind of problems. You know, you wake up in the middle of the night, you hear your mom vomiting, you go to the bathroom, you say, Mom, you need a towel or something? And you wet a towel, and you give it to her, a cold towel, you put it on the back of her neck. And then, and I said, Mom, you can't go to work today. And she'd look at you like, are you fucking crazy? What are you talking about? I have to work. I have to go to work. People went to work sick all the time. It's just like, it wasn't even.
I did. I went to work after minor surgeries, like, you know, have it in the morning. Oh, I got a shift at night. And people were like, you're crazy. One time my daughter had to pick me up for an upper endoscopy. You know, they put you under that twilight, blah, blah, blah. So my daughter had to pick me up. And they're telling her, you know, she can't drive, she can't this, she can't that for the rest of the day, no important decisions. I had a closing that afternoon. I looked at her, I said, take me home. I jumped in the shower, got dressed, I went to work. Drove myself to work. It was fine, completely fine. But this is what we do. Now, they got to know everything about your health. You have to have this test. I don't care if they mail 100 tests to this house. There's more money just going up in flames because they'll all go in the trash.
Yeah, we're not testing anything. Yeah. And I don't want anything from the government. We don't. You know, it's funny. My wife said, we got these checks here from the IRS. you know, those checks they give
stimulus.
You? Stimulus? Yeah. I said,
but you're attaboy, good boy, be quiet, sit down.
Put them in the fireplace. I want nothing from those. She's like, what? I said, you take 600, you take 1200 from these people, they'll be at your fucking door a couple months later and they're going to want something back. Don't give them anything. Pretend like we're fucking dead here. Play possum with these fucking criminals, please.
Well, why do you think the education system is horrendous? Because they take the federal dollars. Right now with the medical industry, because they take Medicare and Medicaid, they could be forced, you know, to get a vaccine. Anytime you take from them, you're going to pay the price. And that's what I said, will we see doctors emerge and say, we're going to charge a fair price, you know, you come in, we're going to charge a fair, you know, office visit. What I'm worried about is a lot of people, and I'm one of them, because you know how stubborn I am, especially after all this, that somebody could have something really simple wrong with them that 2 years ago they would have went to their doctor, got a script, and been better in a few days. Now that they despise the medical community, do not trust them, don't want to go. So could that little thing now develop into something bigger because it's not being addressed?
Are we seeing that? Is that part of what we're seeing in the spikes and
deaths? I believe so that if we're not seeing it now because we don't have all the data, they don't share it with us, all the questions that we do have, it's rare, you know, unless you know somebody in your personal life. But I know for one, I'm not going to go because I know the first, if I think what I have is allergy related, let's say, right? I'm not going to go because I know the first thing you're going to want to do to me is test me for this crap. And I'm not playing the game.
Yeah,
so I will suffer and figure it out on my own.
You go to the hospital and you get stuffed in a room.
Right.
You have COVID. We have to keep you here. Oh, okay. Most people, that sounds like a good idea. Man, I have COVID. First thing you do, you got to call your relatives, wife, whatever. They're keeping me here. I have COVID. And first thing I do is say, yeah, you know what? I'll be right back. down the road. Yeah, I'll be right back. Check this out, pal. You want to check me in? Check this out. I'm out of here. And so,
wait, what I'm hoping is that
if you did have something wrong with you, it's so many different headed monster.
No, because you also know they don't even want to treat you. As an unvaccinated person, you're now treated horribly. So who's going to put themselves in that position? They're going to do their best to try to treat themselves at home to not have to deal. I mean, hello, doctors. You've done this to yourself. We don't trust you. You listen to government, not your oath, and you're not taking care of the patient. You haven't taken care of the patient. So now, even for little things, the folks don't trust you. Because we don't know. The fact that you're pushing a vaccine shows us all that you're stupid. So why would we trust you on any other ailment? And there are a lot of people that feel that way, that they say they will do their best to avoid it at all costs. And that's why a lot of people are being forced. I think it's a good thing. They're being forced to learn their food. Where to get their good supplements from, what supplements you need to fortify yourself with. Okay, so some good things are happening, but it's coming from a really hardcore line of necessity to keep yourself healthy so that you don't have to now go. Because remember, they built the whole scheme years ago with the well checks. Once you started going into these HMOs and you have the insurance, you have to use the insurance. Or the insurance company is going to call you and harass you. And, you know, you've got to have this test every year and that test every year and your blood taken. That's where they're making a lot of money. How did they capture the kids getting all these vaccines? Making sure those parents got their kids in for their well check. When I was a kid, you only went to the doctor when you were sick, or the doctor came to the house when you were sick. And it wasn't that costly.
Don't worry, though. Don't worry. I said to somebody, I wanted to say it on the show about a week ago. Isn't it about time with this Omicron variant where we see the big blowouts coming from the New York Times and the Beautiful People publications where they go embedded in the hospitals and they paint what a disaster it is. Oh my God, people are so sick. Of course, they won't tell you that the people that are sick fucking vaccinated. But I just saw it today. Right. This plays in exactly what you're saying. I just called it back up. LA Times today. Ready for this? Sick staff. Endless COVID patients. Doctors are just scraping by as Omicron sweeps hospitals. The same doctors who stood by and watched their colleagues and the nurses get tossed out of hospitals like rag dolls and did nothing. Now they're just scraping by, these doctors. Oh,
it's disgusting. I mean, I wouldn't want to step foot in a hospital because the first thing you're going to say, oh, you're vaccinated. Oh, my gosh. Oh, I love when I see the comments on social media where an unvaccinated person, there was one person that had said that they were sick a few weeks ago but fared very well. unvaccinated. But then something happened. I guess they got sick again. And now they're on, not quite the ventilator yet, but what do they call it? The other one, the step before going on a ventilator. And of course, they post a picture of themselves and they were, oh, I'm scared. And then you see all the comments. You should have gotten vaccinated.
You should die. You're going to kill all of us.
Yeah. Wait. No, I like the one where you didn't trust the medical community to get vaccinated. What makes you think, why do you trust them now to save your life?
Yeah, the genius brigade's out.
All the nasty comments, But that is the mindset. That is the mindset of the nurses. We've seen video of these nurses freaking out on people that are not masked or vaccinated because they're so brainwashed. We've seen it. So you know how you're going to get treated. You know, so like I say to my family, that was to happen to me. One, there would be no pictures of me. I will have no regrets. I will not say I'm scared. I will not say anything. That's how I'll go out. Or I'd rather go out on my own kitchen floor. I'm just saying, why do that to yourself? Why would you even put a picture of yourself in that position? If you chose to be unvaccinated,
how do you know it's not a plant to drum up more people to get vaccines? We don't even know if
I do check that out, and I usually go through the account to see how long it's been active and how much engagement they have with real people and all of that. I do try to check that out. So this, you know, did look 100% legit, but it is real. We've seen the doctors and the nurses freaking out on the people that are not vaccinated because they have bought hook, line, and sinker into all of this. They're not respecting your right to not want to be vaccinated. I mean, I know somebody in the medical field for many, many, many years. She's retired now. She's bought into it such hook, line, and sinker that she's boosted up, got sick, and is having all other health issues, autoimmune issues, but has said that for early on that all medical people should be vaccinated, and she would never want to be treated by a nurse or doctor that wasn't vaccinated. That's how hard she's dug in. So yeah, when you walk into the hospital and you're unvaccinated, you're either going to be very lucky with the nurses that like when my father was in the hospital, and I told you the 4 days, from the minute I walked in any door, nobody asked me anything. They didn't pre-screen me for anything. When I got up to the floors, I didn't even hear COVID uttered once in 4 days. And when we mentioned the vaccine reactions, they all agreed with me. Except the doctors, the nurses agreed. So either you're going to be lucky where the folks treating you are on board with you and happy that you didn't get vaccinated because you might be easier to treat, or you're, depending upon where you live, you're going to encounter the people that despise you and don't even want to treat you.
Well, somebody asked me an interesting question I really didn't have an answer to. What's to prevent somebody from going into the hospital and telling the staff that they're vaccinated? If it's on the fly in an emergency situation, there's no way to check that out. I said, I don't know. That's a good question.
No, I guess you could try it.
I'm not advocating it. I'm just saying there's no database. It's a fucking Dewey Decimal System. You either have a piece of cardboard in your pocket or you don't. If you come into an ER room unconscious from a car wreck, I don't think they give a shit whether you're vaccinated or not. But, I mean, there are other types of patients and extenuating circumstances, but it was an interesting question. I guess
but I'm sure everybody that has a card with their lot and batch number and everything, I'm sure that information has been uploaded to some database.
It's a personal medical records. If you belong to, say, like Penn Medicine, if that's your insurance, belongs there and stuff, then they just tap a button and your whole medical record's right there on the computer screen.
That's absolutely right.
Yeah.
That is absolutely right. Even a lot of them are tied into the pharmacy.
Yeah, they are.
They could pull up. Yeah, exactly. This is the world we live in. We already are in a surveillance state. People just didn't realize to what level. And we're just going to keep continuing on to higher levels. And I had said this, I told you, back around 2009, whenever Obamacare was coming out, and I had said how dangerous this was, because I said there's going to come a time where they're going to deny you care based on buying, if you have COPD and they can see that you bought cigarettes, or if you have high cholesterol and they could see that you have been eating ice cream.
Well, this was a dream of the Clinton administration back when I was a contractor. We were worried about, I'll tell you an interesting story. We were worried about the Graham-Leach-Bliley Act, which would have, did actually, outlaw the ability when you're conducting background checks, like we would do asset checks. It would outlaw the fact that we can access your banking information. It would make it a crime to do that if you weren't an official entity. Now, we used to do that all the time for the government. The government wanted to know, what's this guy have in the bank? What's this gal have in the bank? Well, we'll tell you. Give us a day, and we'd run down all the assets, and we'd figure out it's the damnedest thing, really, the stuff we used to be able to do. Well, Clinton, it was just a byproduct. Some of the folks in the industry we were in tried to lobby to get the part taken out, but they didn't take it out. What they wanted to do, what the act wanted to do, it wasn't really to outlaw what we were doing. It just happened to be that was a byproduct. It was, and it did, it merged insurance companies, were able to share information with, with banks, and banks were able to share information with insurance companies, and those are just two examples, but financial institutions could share your private information across other important sectors in your life so that if you were having financial problems, the bank could tip off their buddies who they have relationships with the insurance companies, and then the insurance companies would come and you get a letter, hey, we're canceling your coverage, out of the fucking blue, and you're like, what is this about? Huh? I've been a loyal customer. Well, the insurance companies have been tipped off that you have financial problems, or in limited cases, if the FBI comes snooping around your bank and they want your, they subpoena your records, this has happened to us, and your bank then notifies all their friends, and then you can get your insurance cover, your car insurance, your health insurance could just be canceled out of the blue because, oh my God, if the FBI is looking at this guy, there must be really serious problems. We don't need this guy as a client. So that all started in the last year that Clinton was in office, and it passed. And Senator Graham and all these fantastic folks put that into motion. And since then, now you're seeing it. Now your health insurance, it can be in contact with your broker, your bank account. Goes all
there you go
all the way, and it all is a dream of the Clinton White House, and it has become a reality, turned into a nightmare now if you're looking at since the 90s, late 90s, and here you are.
Oh yeah, and it's only going to get worse. That's the problem.
Well, what we did is we went and we bought a bank.
You know, I heard you tell this story one time.
We went offshore and we bought a fucking bank. We bought a banking license in Australia and we set up our own bank. We had I was president of the bank.
I love it.
And so we used to get all kind of information on anybody. And the guys in the government said, you can't do this anymore. I said, oh yeah, it's cool. It's cool. We run it through our bank. What the fuck are you talking about? I said, well, you guys fucking passed the law, so we had to go buy a bank.
That's hysterical.
And we could get anything we wanted on anybody. It was
you found a way around.
No, it was crazy. I mean, it was, you thought, I mean, it was crazy. We used to fax banks and like a Royal Bank in Canada and say, hey, we're from this bank in Australia, and we need a profile, a credit report on this guy and its banking information, and here it comes across the fax. You're like, holy shit, this is crazy. But hey, it was all legal. What are you going to do now?
Yeah, you figured it out. You went around it.
That's what you
I love
do.
It. But I love it.
That's when it all started. And now you're seeing who is responsible for these types of policies, and it's not so pretty years later.
Well, no, you're explaining the slow drip. You start here, and people don't realize where things often started from. And then you say, hey, how did we get here? And we all say that. How did we get here? Until you start working backwards and, you know, peeling back the layers of the onion. And we have had so many pivot points in so many things, just in education or healthcare or whatever. There's always a starting point that nobody notices. And why does nobody notice? Because 90% of the time, the media is the bread and circus that keeps us distracted with whatever their role is. So, of course, there's tons of things that you and I know that we talk about behind the scenes that the public still doesn't know about because it's been hidden. It's out there. I mean, you can find it. It's open source. But there's no, sunlight on it because that's just the way it is.
Well, some things don't percolate until they percolate.
And that could be years and years down the line.
So, I mean, there's stuff we know about a lot of people that you just don't come blurting it out. People, tell us everything. Okay, I'll get right on that.
Yeah.
To wait until it's germane, right?
Right.
You give even people,
absolutely,
people that are out there doing decent work and doing things against this, against the man, so to speak, when it comes to vaccine mandates, right? We know a lot of things about these people. And when the time is right, if the time is right, if they decide that they're going to try to profit personally from their go from a freedom fighter to private profiteer, well, then things will come out about them and say, well, look, these dudes were setting people up the whole time. But until that time, given the benefit of the doubt, if they want to go out there and spread the word and get more people against the poisons and things like that, why slow them down? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. But again, like you just explained something that I was not aware of, but I knew something wasn't right about that back in 2009 because I could see it. I could see where this was headed, the control mechanisms. Like, you know, everybody laughed at Sarah Palin when she said the death panel. Here we are. We've even had, we talked about the simulation Cygnus that was over in the UK where, you know, they were talking about rationing care, you know, who goes to the front of the line and who goes to the back of the line. That's happening. So now they framed it differently. You know, they'll start treating the vaccinated versus the unvaccinated differently. And now, because of a cold, many places have stopped their elective surgeries.
Yeah, we're seeing that. And that's not just in this country. That's other countries.
Oh, I know. Oh, UK, no, beyond, I know. Yeah. I know. That's what I'm saying. So that's just another mechanism to make people worse off. And then that can snowball into something where
a lot of the stuff,
there's no coming back.
And anything outpatient is done for now. You know, they're taking a break. Because this is damn staffing problems. We never saw it coming. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Never saw it coming. You fucking created it.
Right. But this was the original 15 days to flatten the curve, not to overwhelm the health system. So I still don't understand. They did their trial run. They put up their mass units. They saw how quickly they could do it. Why aren't they doing it now if they're overwhelmed? You know, it makes no sense.
They do.
Everything they do.
They follow the money. HHS incentivize, puts bounties on different things. They put a bounty on you if you come into the hospital and leave dead. It's very profitable. Them. If you were a unvaccinated medical worker and they got rid of you either by hook or by crook. HHS pays them a bounty for every unvaccinated worker they get rid of. So they've incentivized criminality. They've incentivized these things. And then these hospital executives and these doctors who the doctors who stood by and actually co-conspirators in this in many different ways, and the hospital executives stand there and sing, boo fucking who, look at us, we have problems. Well, you created the problems. You cashed in on the problems. And we're out here supposed to feel bad for you? You know, we feel bad for ourselves. That's who we feel bad for. Feel bad for the fabric of a society. That's who I feel bad for. And the future looks pretty damn bleak if you get sick.
Very, very. Oh.
We
all right,
gotta stay
I
healthy.
Question.
We gotta stay healthy. Go ahead.
Well, that's the point. And I think I think a lot of people have done a very good job, you know, for the past couple of years. But, you know, you're going to catch colds. We can't panic, can't run out and get tested. You know, take care of yourself the best you can.
What's the question yet?
Oh, the I haven't been able to watch the entire, because it was funny the other day, they were running all these multiple things I wanted to watch at the same time. So it was the domestic terrorism hearing. Did you happen to watch
yes.
the whole thing? Or
yes.
Oh, you did? Okay, I did
yeah.
not. But I did see the clip you played of Cruz with the FBI lady.
Yeah. I mean, it's a sham is what it really is. You know, Cruz, somebody sent me a message that's so right. Cruz, if he was legitimate, he'd be a fucking killer. I mean, the way if he was a prosecutor or he actually was a defense attorney, he's really gifted on his feet, man. He really is. But he's just another bullshit artist.
Well, because he has to be. Like, if he was the one questioning Fauci, I'm sure the line of questioning would have been stern and hard and rah, 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 rah. But would he be asking the hard-hitting question?
Well, it doesn't even matter because they are not going to answer any of them. See, this is yes. the funny thing about the FBI. Ray doesn't, like, Ray has the philosophy that I'm trying to preach to folks on who listen to the show and who watch the show. You should have the same philosophy that Ray does and the same philosophy the FBI does. And you see that philosophy shining through at these hearings. They ask Ray a question. I don't fucking know. I don't know. You have to ask the same.
Oh, they never. Yeah, they don't have nothing. They don't have numbers. They go into hearings unprepared. Try doing that in the private world. Try doing that. Try coming up to a meeting without your stats, without,
I know,
you know, what you're supposed to be there
here's
for.
Here's the point. The House of Representatives and the U.S. Senate has no dominion over the FBI. That's how Ray sees it. And that's how you should see your government as well.
Yeah.
I don't fucking know.
But I do have a question about Cruz. So in that video, in the line of questioning, five times she said, I cannot answer that, right?
Yeah.
Up until the last question where he says, this is not a law enforcement question, it's a public accountability question. And the question was, did federal agents or those in service to federal agents actively encourage criminal conduct on January 6th?
She says, not to my knowledge.
Exactly. Now, do you, in your, you know, with your skill set, do you see anything different there that she didn't say, I cannot answer that, as opposed to not to my knowledge?
That's it. Well, you know, when you coached up, or the first time I had to face judges and prosecutors and stuff, this is not, I was not being indicted. But when they cross you, when you get examined, then you're up for cross, and judges might even ask you, a lot of the courtroom proceedings you see are not like what you see on television, the way they're portrayed. Sometimes you go in front of a panel of judges. It's your lawyer, could be a different lawyers for different parties, and there's no jury, but you have to answer to a panel of judges, federal judges, and they sit up there.